there so as not to weaken the wall structurally.
Well, then, where's the bathroom going to go?
Only one place for the bathroom, young fella. Right here.
But, Mrs. Starkman, we'd sort of plan on having it over here.
No. Right here. Now, about the alcove for the babies, here.
But they wouldn't get the morning sun there.
Now, the closet here, sliding doors, of course.
I don't think sliding doors.
Bathroom door, light fixtures here.
We didn't want light fixtures.
Katie, Mr. Storkman's here. We're talking about the plans for the room upstairs.
This is my wife, Katie.
Mrs.?
Hello.
Katie, Mr. Storkman's made a few changes in the plans we talked about. Well, for instance, the bathroom is going to be here instead of here.
We don't want the bathroom there.
Kate, it's a matter of using the existing header. And the baby's alcove goes here instead of over here by the window.
It's a matter of strength, Kate. Structural strength.
Well, I want the babies near the morning sun. You understand, don't you?
Of course. I got 9 kids myself. Now, how about the sliding doors for the closet?
Oh, I don't think so, Mr. Storfman. Well, they rumble.
Rumble?
Oh, yes, and that would wake up the babies. Couldn't we have an ordinary closet door that opens?
Easiest thing in the world.
Fine. And now we're not going to have any light fixtures, are we?
Well, Mr. Storfman had 2. One of them here and one
you prefer plugs and lamps only, perhaps.
Perfect idea. Oh, I'm being paged. It must be wonderful to be a man and understand things like this. Excuse me.
Fine woman. Reminds me of my wife, always coming up with good ideas. Well, gentlemen, I start as soon as I get the material.
Well, that's fine, Mr. Torman. How soon do you think that'll be?
As soon as I get the materials, Mr. Douglas.
Well, the thing is, I'm going out of town tomorrow for a while, and Katie and Robbie and the babies will be moving into my room while you work on the nursery, so the sooner you get started, the better.
You can lead a horse to water, you know, but you can't make him add a room to a house without materials. Well, good night.
Good night.
Did you get the feeling that we came out second best in that exchange?
Yeah, but we have our secret weapon.
Katie.
From our room.
Hey, what's going on?
Well, that's what we're about to find out.
Hey! Hey, Alice!
Good morning.
So, what are you doing here, Mr. Storff? It's 6:30 in the morning. How did you even get in?
You have a faulty latch on the back door. I let myself in. I didn't want to wake anybody up.
Yeah, well, you got a funny way of showing.
Who is this man?
Look, Alice, I'll ask the question.
This is our uncle, Charlie O'Casey. This is Mr. Storfman.
I start when the materials come. I told you that. The materials came. Those two boys shouldn't be out of bed.
Hold it. Look, from here on in, you start work when this family gets up. 7:30. And I don't want you barging through here without ringing the bell. And right now, you don't slam on that wall anymore.
How do you expect me to remove the plaster? With tweezers?
He means that you could start a little bit later. It would at least give us some time to get the babies up and fed.
Babies are not my concern. That wall is. I have a contract, and it stipulates that I have my rights.
What is going on?
Oh, he says he has to knock down the wall, and he has contractual rights and a lot of other nonsense.
Morning, Mrs.
Hello, Mr. Storfman. Could you hold off pounding on the wall? The boys are still asleep.
Perhaps if I just removed the plaster I've already knocked loose.
That's a wonderful idea.
Hey, where are you going with that junk? Hey, I asked you a question. Where are you going with that junk? Hey, you. Okay, Charlotte, I got you cornered now. I asked you a question, and by thunder, you're going to answer it. Katie, this knothead came marching through my kitchen. My kitchen, not his. I ask him a question and he just plows on like I didn't talk.
Well, what was the question?
I asked him where he was going with all that junk.
Well, where were you going, Mr. Storfman?
Here.
Does that answer your question?
Chicken to jump off that lumber pile. She said my doctor says I have brittle bones.
Hey, I told you kids to stop playing in my clean plaster sand.
We stopped.
And you walk right in here with your shoes on. Those shoes are dirty. Where were you kids brought up, on a mountain?
They were brought up right here. And haven't you got anything better to do than holler at a couple of kids that want to play in the sand?
I gotta mix that sand and it can't have mud in it. And they can't climb all over my lumber either.
Yeah, well, what paperhead told you to dump your lumber right in the middle of our driveway?
Where do you expect to put lumber? In the parlor?
No, but I expected somebody to notice that they were blocking off Robbie's car.
That ain't my lookout. I gotta have my lumber where I can get at it.
Look, we haven't got a jumping car. We drive a car, and we can't drive it through a wood pile.
Then I suggest you don't drive it until the room is finished.
Yeah? Well, I'm not sure I'll live that long.
Uncle Charlie, can I get anything for you at the store?
Well, look, unless your car's got a grasshopper attachment, forget driving to the store.
Oh, is the lumber in the way?
I'll tell you what we can do, Missus. If these boys will give me a hand, we can move it to one side.
Thank you, Mr.
Come along, fellas.
Oh, aren't you going to help Uncle Charlie?
Huh? Oh. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, I don't know how much more of this I can stand, Steve. He marches through my living room like he owns the joint. And he's always telling the kids off.
He is, huh? What does he say, Johnny?
Well, you know, telling them what to do and not to play in the sand. I tell you, the man's not civilized.
Well, aside from all that, Charlie, how's the room coming along?
Well, he's not setting a record, but he's got the wall out. Hey, you knocked my cleaning basket over.
Bad place for a cleaning basket.
Did you hear that, Steve?
Well, Charlie, he's just one of those independent people, and you might as well make up your mind you're going to have to live with it for a while.
Hold it. Here he comes again.
He walked right past my cleaning basket without picking it up.
Charlie, you're making too much of the whole thing. Now, you're forgetting your secret weapon.
Yeah. He just rolls over and plays dead when Katie is around. Maybe you're right, Steve. I'll make her the go-between and quit giving myself an ulcer. Well, so long.
There we go.
Uncle Charlie, we decided to take the
baby. He knocked over my cleaning basket.
Oh, you have created beautiful babies, Mrs. Hello, babies. You are lucky to have such a mama.
They like you, Mr. Storfman.
I'm glad. Tell them I'm building them a room.
You taking the little guys for a walk?
Well, we decided that Katie would stay at her grandmother's with the babies until the room is finished.
Too much dust and noise, Uncle Charlie. We'll be back after the room. Are you all right, Uncle Charlie?
Yes, well, for a guy that just got stabbed in the back.
But Uncle Charlie, watch it. You're splashing.
Yeah, I know, I know, I know.
When is Mr. Storfman going to be through building that extra room?
Yeah. Man, he thinks he's running this house. Today he told me to get a haircut.
And he tried to throw my tennis shoes away.
Yeah, and now the Katie's over to her grandmother's. Well, Mr. Storfman thinks he's Napoleon. He wants us to get rid of Tramp because his hair gets in the paint.
Now, look, you guys. I know that Mr. Storfman is a difficult man, but he's a good workman. We'll just have to put up with him.
Yeah. Well, you got tomorrow off. I want to hear you say that tomorrow night.
If you're here, you'll hear it.
Hi.
Hi.
Say, if there's any more stuff to go upstairs, would you mind using the front door? It's shorter for you, and there's less wear and tear on the rest of the room.
Storfman said to bring it in through the kitchen.
Hi. Excuse me, would you mind using the front door next time? It's closer to the stairs, and also...
The contractor says for us to go in and out the back way.
See that you get it right. Goodbye.
Excuse me, but...
You sent us the wrong paint.
Oh, that's too bad.
You spell it out for them, you tell them on the phone, and they send you the wrong paint anyway.
Yeah, the plumber is here and the tile man, too.
The plumber doesn't know his business. You don't come out with this much equipment left over if you know your business.
Mr.
My regular man is in Yellowstone.
Excuse me, but you're the man in charge here, right? I mean, you contracted the job?
Correct. That is correct. And you're worried about these leftover pipes. Don't you worry, you're not going to be charged for somebody else's mistakes.
No, it isn't that. I was just wondering if you'd tell your workmen to use the front door instead of tracking all their stuff through the living room. The front door is only 3 feet from the stairs.
The materials are closer to the back.
Well, sure, but they're tracking plaster and dirt through the entire room.
What's more important, Mr. Douglas, a little dirt on the rug or a man's back? What a time for that guy to go to Yellowstone.
I think it's just
as... You had to see that stupid geyser. I get stuck with too much pipe. They sent me the wrong paint. I don't know how I keep my sunny disposition.
Dad, you're not getting the whole picture. Now, I'm trying to be objective about this thing, but this guy is just getting to be too much.
But isn't this the day he said he was going to finish?
Yeah, but the room isn't painted yet.
Come on, let me talk to him, will you? Hey, Steve, you want my opinion?
Charlie, I think I'm getting a very clear picture of the whole thing. Now, you're all going to just have to learn to relax. After all, he's not a young man, and...
Steve, he's clobbering up our lives. Listen, Steve, it's easy for you to sit there in Chicago and tell us to take it easy.
Hello. I'm David Storfman. Is my father here?
No, he isn't. We haven't seen him for a couple of hours.
The guy is a menace, Steve. Like they say in vaudeville, he's got an even disposition. Always miserable. Attila the Hun is more popular around here than...
Hold it down, you guys. Mr. Storfman's son is here looking for him.
Oh, interesting developments is happening. I'll call you later.
Come on in. Didn't he come home?
No, he didn't. That's why we're worried. We can usually set our watches by him.
When is the last time you guys saw Mr. Storfman?
Gaia, a couple hours ago. He was hollering about some rotten paint company, telling me never to leave junk up to other people.
Chip?
Well, same deal. He was out in the driveway yelling at Gordon.
What about you, Uncle Charlie?
When I came home from the market, I didn't see him. He must have taken off. You know, he never says goodbye to anybody.
Yes, that's Pop's way. Well, I'm sorry I bothered you.
Hello? Yeah, he's here. It's for him. Just a minute.
Telephone for you, David.
Thank you.
It's a kid for you.
Hello? No, he isn't here. There's no point in bawling, Willie. We'll find him. No, he hasn't been gone long enough to call the police. Look, tell Carl and Kurt and Everett I said to get to bed. Have Les clean up the dishes and tell Paul to put a plate in the oven for Pop when we find it. All right? Okay, now take it easy. All right.
Sounds like you have a lot of boys.
9.
Wow.
We lost our mother and our only sister a few years ago. May I use your phone?
Sure, go ahead.
Pop's been a pigeon for girls ever since. Hello? Reverend, this is David Storfman. Has my father been by tonight? No, nothing serious, just that he hasn't come home yet. Oh, fine, yes. All right, thank you. Well, he's not at the church.
Is he supposed to be?
Well, he goes by once in a while to say a prayer for Mama and Donna. Are you sure you didn't say anything before he left tonight?
Only that he had promised my wife that the room would be finished today. And also, he got quite angry with the paint company.
And I think he had a fight with the painter, too.
That's Pop. He runs the house like an army barracks, but when he doesn't show up, the kids panic. Well, I'm going to cruise around and see if I can spot that beat-up truck of his. What a time for this to happen. My wife's going to have a baby any minute.
Well, maybe it'll be a girl.
No, I don't think so. My oldest brother has 4 kids, all boys. I have 2, both boys.
You all live in the same house?
Yeah, till we get out of college. Well, thank you again, and let me know if you hear anything.
How can I feel so creepy?
Well, I think we're all a little bit ashamed.
Not me, Alice. Just because there's a reason for him biting everybody's head off, don't make it fun when it's your head that's getting bit.
Well, just the same, Uncle Charlie. He's supporting 9 sons and a couple of wives and 6 grandkids that we know about. He lost his wife, the only girl he ever had. Man.
Putting a bunch of people through school.
The guy has got nothing but boys. So what am I supposed to do? Break down and say I'm sorry? I got nothing but boys around here, and I don't see anybody breaking down for me.
Does Charlie know that he's just like Mr. Storfman?
No. Something tells me we better not tell either one of them.
Yeah. Well, lots of people don't like what they see in the mirror.
You know, Chip, that's a fairly sophisticated thought.
Yeah. Once in a while, I get lucky. Night.
Night, Rob.
Night.
What's that smell?
It smells like paint.
It smells like paint. Who's painting?
Hey, there's a light coming from under the door.
You know, Scrooge's truck is parked in our driveway. Way in the back, out of sight.
Mr.
Mr. Storfman, do you know
I told the missus I would finish the room tonight. I will finish the room tonight. And I don't like a lot of people gawking at me when I work.
Listen, Rembrandt.
Mr. Storfman, I'll tell my wife. She'll be pleased.
Out. Out. Out.
I don't like that. Out. 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 Get out.
Where are we
going?
No
peeking
now.
Over
here.
Please,
to your left.
Wait.
Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
Go.
Oh, look. Oh, honey, it's wonderful. Oh, Dad. Mr. Storfman. Oh, it's wonderful.
Glad you like it, Mrs.
Like it. I love it.
Anything you don't like, Mrs., you just call Carl Storfman.
Thank you. Honey, we have our own little apartment.
I know. Did you see how we can keep the babies near the morning sun?
Look who just wandered by with a little news. Hey, Steve, this is David Storfman.
Hello, David.
How do you do, sir?
He's got something he wants to tell his dad.
I didn't want to tell you on the phone, Pop.
Tell me what?
You're a grandfather again.
So?
It's a girl, Papa.
So?
We called her Maria, Papa. For Mama.
Maria.
Don't you want to see her, Papa?
Son, he just told me that.
We heard Mrs. Storfman. Congratulations.
How do you like that? I can't stand the guy. And he almost had me bawling.
I like him. I can imagine what it's doing to me.
Dad, do you know any jokes before everybody breaks down?
No jokes, Rob. But you know, I have a feeling Mr. Storfman's new granddaughter, Maria, is going to be the best spoiled little girl you ever saw.
Mr. Storfman said we should bring the babies up here instead of holding them on our laps down there.
Yeah. He says little boys like us don't have any sense of responsibility.
Well, back to normal. I hate him again.
Come on.